At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Ashlesha Nakshatra, experience, association versus dissociation. Some people live life in full color, emotionally immersed, connected, and deeply affected by their experiences. Others observe from a distance, processing, analyzing, and detaching to maintain clarity or control. Ashlesha Nakshatra, with its emotional intensity, psychological complexity, and serpentine protectiveness, has a unique relationship with experience. It often begins in association, but shifts to dissociation as a form of emotional survival or strategic power. Whether they lean more toward full immersion or analytical distance depends on planetary placements, especially in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses, where emotional vulnerability and exposure are most tested. If Moon is in the 4th house in Ashlesha, the experience is strongly associated. These individuals feel everything: deep emotional imprints, subtle energy shifts, and lingering attachments to personal environments or family dynamics. They absorb emotional information through the body and the heart, often finding it hard to mentally detach, especially from those they nurture or protect. If Moon is in the 10th house, association becomes more outward. They remain emotionally tied to their public role or reputation, deeply affected by how others perceive their competence or emotional poise. If Mercury is in the 5th house, the experience leans toward mental dissociation. These individuals tend to observe their feelings rather than fully feel them. They analyze emotion, often asking, "Why am I feeling this?" rather than allowing the full intensity to wash over them. This placement can indicate someone who is witty, clever, and emotionally detached under pressure, especially in romantic or expressive situations. If Mercury is in the 10th, this dissociation becomes a professional tool. They know when to switch off emotional reactivity to remain clear, strategic, and verbally in control in public-facing roles. If Saturn is in the 4th house, the dissociation becomes protective and karmic. These individuals may feel that their emotional body is not a safe place to live, especially if early life involved restriction or emotional suppression. They become masters at appearing calm, in control, and unaffected, but underneath, they may carry layers of unprocessed grief or duty-bound restraint. If Saturn is in the 10th, they become stoic in public, often detaching from their own emotional needs in order to fulfill societal expectations or maintain order. If Ketu is in the 5th house, the dissociation is intuitive and karmic. They may feel detached from joy, romance, or creative self-expression without knowing why. Their emotional processing happens subconsciously, often through spiritual or symbolic means, not through traditional emotional engagement. They may struggle to stay present in emotionally charged experiences, preferring instead to retreat into inner silence or symbolic understanding. If Ketu is in the 1st, this emotional detachment becomes part of the self. Their entire identity may feel hollow or distant, as if watching themselves live from somewhere just beyond the edge of full participation. Ashlesha's emotional depth makes it highly susceptible to emotional overload, so dissociation becomes a survival mechanism, not indifference, but self-preservation. When safe, they can fully associate feeling and understanding with profound empathy. But when threatened, they coil inward, observing from the shadows. Their growth lies in learning when to feel without losing themselves, and when to pull back without cutting off. Ashlesha evolves when it chooses conscious connection over instinctive retreat, knowing that the ability to dissociate is a tool, but not the whole truth. Ashlesha Nakshatra, approach, matching versus mismatching. Some people instinctively look for what aligns, what fits, and what supports continuity, the matching mindset. Others, however, are wired to notice what's wrong, what's missing, what doesn't add up, the mismatching lens. Ashlesha Nakshatra, with its coiled awareness, psychological depth, and intuitive need for emotional control, leans strongly toward mismatching. these individuals often spot underlying inconsistencies, hidden motives, and unspoken tension long before anyone else does. Yet, planetary placements, especially in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, can either intensify this instinct or soften it with a more collaborative, pattern-seeking view. If Mercury is in the 3rd house in Ashlesha, the mind becomes highly analytical and critical, naturally leaning into mismatching. These individuals mentally scan for what doesn't make sense, what feels off, or what others have overlooked. They're not trying to be difficult. They're trying to understand how the pieces truly work. This makes them exceptional at detecting flaws in logic, language, and emotional tone. If Mercury is in the 10th house, this becomes a public strength. They may rise through problem solving, negotiation, or correcting systemic flaws in professional environments. If Moon is in the 4th house, their mismatching shows up emotionally and internally. They're sensitive to emotional shifts, silent disappointments, or subtle disconnections. They're the ones who notice when something feels off, even if they can't yet explain why. But if Moon is in the 7th or 10th, this mismatching lens gets projected outward, onto relationships or public dynamics, leading them to feel uneasy in partnerships unless everything aligns emotionally and energetically. If Saturn is in the 6th house, the mismatching tendency gets systematized. These individuals can be hypercritical in work, health, or service, always identifying what's inefficient, imbalanced, or poorly structured. While this gives them incredible strength in refinement and mastery, it can also make them rigid, overly perfectionistic, or hesitant to trust unfamiliar systems. If Saturn is in the 10th, this mismatching becomes a professional weapon. They may build careers around fixing what others break, whether through policy, management, or high responsibility roles. If Jupiter is in the 3rd house, there's a balancing effect. Jupiter softens Ashlesha's intense mismatching with a more general, guiding outlook. These natives may still spot differences, but they try to connect ideas back to a larger truth or philosophical consistency. They'll question, but not to destroy, rather to realign with wisdom. If Jupiter is in the 9th or 10th, the perspective tilts more toward matching, seeking cohesion, tradition, or moral alignment in the systems they operate within. Ashlesha Nakshatra is inherently mismatching in nature, but it doesn't mismatch to rebel. It mismatches to protect, to uncover, to maintain control over what feels emotionally or energetically uncertain. When balanced by planetary wisdom, this pattern-seeking instinct becomes a gift of insight, refinement, and transformation. But when unchecked, it can become defensive, distrustful, and overly suspicious. Ashlesha evolves when it learns to ask, "Am I seeing what's wrong, or just fearing what might go wrong?" From there, it learns to discern without disconnecting. Ashlesha Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through time. Some people live in time, fully immersed in the moment, emotionally responding to what's unfolding in real time. Others experience life through time, always conscious of past patterns, future consequences, and how everything fits into a longer arc. Ashlesha Nakshatra, deep, emotionally complex, and psychically coiled, often leans toward in time, especially when triggered or emotionally activated. But its serpentine awareness of cycles, karma, and hidden timelines also gives it the potential to shift into through-time awareness, especially when supported by planets that bring structure or long-term vision. Whether an Ashlesha native lives primarily in the moment or filters life through a broader timeline depends heavily on planetary placements, particularly along the 1st, 7th, and 4th, 10th axes. If Moon is in the 1st house in Ashlesha, the native is deeply in time. They feel and act based on what is happening right now. Emotions surge and dictate decisions. They might withdraw, strike, or protect, depending on the immediate energetic temperature. They live in a loop of emotional memory and present instinct, often struggling to detach long enough to consider future consequences. If Moon is in the 7th house, that same in-time responsiveness becomes outward. They react to partners, social cues, or emotional shifts in the environment as they happen, often absorbing the emotions of others without time-buffered perspective. If Saturn is in the 4th house, the orientation leans heavily toward through time. These individuals are emotionally cautious, and they've learned, often through hardship or responsibility, that every choice echoes. They move slowly, aware of what came before, what it cost, and what it might cost again. Even if emotions rise, they pause, calculate, and delay action. If Saturn is in the 10th house, this through-time mindset turns public. They consider their reputation, legacy, and future consequences before taking action, often prioritizing long-term emotional safety over short-term gratification. If Rahu is in the first house, the time experience becomes hyper-in-time. These natives chase the moment. They feel the need to become, shift, rise, or react immediately. There's urgency, often without full clarity. The present feels all-consuming, and the past or future may be pushed aside in favor of instant gratification or emotional release. If Rahu is in the seventh house, the immediacy shifts to others. They may leap into relationships, react emotionally in partnerships, or seek validation in the moment, often overlooking the long-term cost. If Jupiter is in the fourth house, the through-time experience is softer, more reflective. These natives connect to the ancestral past, emotional memory, and long-term soul growth. They consider how their decisions affect the emotional structure of their lives, and they often act with future healing and generational continuity in mind. If Jupiter is in the 10th house, this expands into public or spiritual work. They become aware of how their present actions will be remembered, how they build a legacy, and what karmic imprint they are leaving behind. Ashlesha's natural instinct is to respond when it feels, not necessarily when it's ready, making it naturally in time, especially when emotions run high. But its evolutionary power lies in learning how to pause, widen the lens, and move from instinct to insight. When Ashlesha learns to balance the emotional now with the karmic arc of later, it becomes not just a protector of the present, but a powerful architect of the future. Ashlesha Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some individuals are driven by connection to people and emotional bonds, while others are moved by action, discovery, settings, or the material world. Ashlesha Nakshatra, with its emotional depth, psychic sensitivity, and strategic complexity, is often motivated by what gives them emotional control, safety, and psychological insight. They may appear outwardly calm, but internally, they are always asking, what am I drawn to, and what do I need to protect or manipulate to feel safe? Whether their core motivation is people, activities, places, or things, depends on planetary placements, particularly in houses like the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th, where instinct meets environment. If Moon is in the first house in Ashlesha, the primary motivator is people, but not in a light social sense. These natives crave deep emotional bonding, security, and emotional resonance, often becoming the quiet emotional center in their relationships. They are most alive when they feel psychologically safe and seen, and will go to great lengths to protect or withdraw from people who threaten that space. If Moon is in the seventh, this motivation expands into partnerships. They are magnetically drawn to emotionally complex people, often navigating intense relationship dynamics in search of meaning or mirrored self-understanding. If Mars is in the third house, activities become the primary motivator. These natives thrive on mental stimulation, covert strategy, and personal action, especially when it involves outwitting, problem-solving, or asserting boundaries. They aren't loud, but they're sharp, persistent, and driven by a need to conquer challenges behind the scenes. If Mars is in the sixth house, the activity focus becomes more practical. They're fueled by mastery, endurance, and the desire to fix or restructure what's broken, whether in health, systems, or interpersonal power dynamics. If Mercury is in the fourth house, places, especially emotionally charged or mentally significant ones, become the foundation of motivation. They may feel drawn to homes, sacred spaces, ancestral lands, or private sanctuaries, needing those settings to process, strategize, and renew. Their motivation is strongest when their environment supports their psychic and intellectual privacy. If Mercury is in the 10th, the motivation for place shifts to career and public space. They seek out roles, offices, or visible platforms that give them intellectual control and the ability to influence quietly but powerfully. If Saturn is in the 6th house, The native is clearly motivated by things, but not frivolous ones. They're drawn to systems, tools, responsibilities, or structures that offer control, stability, and long-term purpose. They're not driven by luxury. They're driven by mastery, durability, and survival. If Rahu is in the 10th, the material motivation becomes more complex. There's a hunger for status, success, power, or legacy, but often pursued in non-traditional, cunning, or karmically loaded ways. They want what makes them untouchable, admired, or unchallenged, even if they don't speak that desire aloud. Ashlesha's motivations are rarely surface level. Whether drawn to people, actions, environments, or structures, they are always scanning beneath the obvious, guided by a need to feel in control, emotionally secure, and psychologically aware. Their challenge is to ensure that what motivates them doesn't become what binds them, and that their interests serve transformation and healing, not just protection. When aligned, Ashlesha becomes a powerful channel of insight, protection, and subtle influence, driven not just by instinct, but by purpose.